first-year student. I'm Eric, working with Robert Mann at the University of Waterloo. And I'm going to be talking about the first bit of research that I've done in my program in collaboration with Robert. That's not good. With Robert, as well as Eduardo, and a student, Kyle Cormier, who did the work on the fermionic case. But here I'm going to be talking about the bosonic field case, because that's where we find the interesting results. So I'm going to be talking about correlations in non-inertial frames, which has, of course, been a long-standing theme in our QI. But I'm not going to be talking about entanglement, but rather the discords, which some of you have probably heard about, but maybe some of you haven't. So I'll go and explain what they are exactly. The discords were introduced first in 2001 by two groups independently, as well as in 2010, after this idea has sort of been gaining a lot of excitement, Dadek and others introduced the geometric version of discord. So what they are measures of quantum correlation that they go beyond entanglement, for mixed states, that is. For pure states, we know that the entanglement does correspond to all the quantum correlations. But for mixed states, we can have separable states, which nevertheless have non-zero quantum correlation and therefore non-zero discord. And to give you an idea of how they're defined, we start off with a bipartite state with these reduced states rho A and rho B. And we recall that the mutual information between A and B, that is the total correlation, both classical and quantum, between the two systems, is given by this form here, where S is the von Neumann entropy of A and of B and of the global system. And there's also a secondary a definition of mutual information given by this form here, this J term, where this SA bar B is the conditional entropy of system A after a measurement has been done on system B. Now, classically, under classical probability theory, you can use Bayes' rule to fairly easily show that I and J are equivalent definitions. However, in quantum mechanics, of course, measurement is very different, and in particular, the conditional entropy is going to depend on what measurement we choose to do on B, unlike what you might expect in a classical case. I'm going to be focusing on PVM measurements here, but you can also do it for POVMs. So the conditional entropy is given by this form here. It's just the average uncertainty left in system A after our PVM has been done on system B. And with this, we define the quantum discord to be the difference, I minus J, between these two classically equivalent definitions of mutual information, where an important part of this is that we have to minimize the conditional entropy and therefore minimize the discord over all possible measurements that we can make on B. The reason we do this optimization is because we want to ask, what is the measurement on B from which we learn the most we possibly can about A? And by doing this, we are fleshing out all the classicality that we can, and whatever's left has to be quantum, and that's what goes into the discord. That's the way to think about it. And it's often why computing the discord is very hard, because for large systems, doing this optimization is quite difficult or impossible. You should note that we go that the discord has been shown to have operational significance and can give a quantum advantage for mixed state quantum computation, even when there's no entanglement. The best known example of this is the DQC1 algorithm. And this just goes to show you that in some way, the discord is something real that we can use. It's not just this phantasm definition. It actually can be used for something. So this was the quantum discord that was first given in 01. The version of discord that I'm going to be focusing on is known as the geometric discord. And it's quite easily defined. It is the square of the Hilbert-Schmidt distance from our state in question to the closest state of zero discord. So if we have our Hilbert space here, and we have a subset of zero discord states, then our state of question here, the geometric discord is the distance in the Hilbert-Schmidt norm from our state to this state, to the subset of zero discord states. And it's also given by this form here, where now we are again forming an optimization over measurements over the system B, and rho prime here is just the post-measured state. So that's what we're going to be working with. I'll talk more about this soon, but you should also note that the geometric discord has been given its own operational significance independent of that given to the quantum discord. They both seem to be useful for different things in general. So this is what I'll be working with. The scenario that I'm going to be considering is one that has been already talked about today, so I will go through it very quickly. We have good old Alice and Rob, where Alice is inertial, Rob is uniformly accelerating, and we can also consider a fictitious observer, anti-Rob, in the opposite quadrant, just for mathematical reasons. So Rob's Rolnir coordinates are related to Alice's Minkowski coordinates by the usual transformation. And to describe a field, they expand the field in their own Fock bases. For Alice, she uses the Minkowski modes, of course, and Rob and anti-Rob use their Rolnir modes, one for the right wedge and two for the left wedge. And the state that we're going to be considering is this 0011 state that has been so prominent in the literature, where, again, the one particle state on Rob's side is going to be this unruh mode that we were talking about earlier, specifically the one for QR equals one. That is the unruh mode which has a support on Rob's side. It's defined by this creation operator here, where it is a linear combination of these ladder operators for the Rolnir modes, where RK is defined implicitly like this, and A is the acceleration of Rob. Why do we use the unruh modes? Well, they are pure positive frequency in the Minkowski basis, and therefore the unruh vacuum is just the Minkowski vacuum. They form a complete orthonormal basis, so we can actually work with them. And more importantly, they're easy to use because they're single frequency in the Rolnir basis, as can just be seen from its definition, which means that we don't have to do any nasty integrations over frequency space like we would have to if we were using the one particle Minkowski mode on Rob's side. However, as many of you know probably, they have some problems, one being that they are highly oscillatory at the horizon and therefore not very physical, but a bit more deadly is that different accelerations correspond to different states. So you can't really plot a quantity versus acceleration, because as you're changing the acceleration, you're changing what state you're talking about. So this is quite a problem. The reason we're able to use them, though, because as I'll explain in what I've done, what we are really interested in is the limit as the acceleration goes to infinity. And in this limit, the unruh modes are expected to give qualitatively the same physical results as more physical modes. So that's our justification for using this simplifying approach. So the Alice-Rob part of the state is given by tracing out the left wedge, as per usual. And previous findings, as you probably know, are that as A goes to infinity, the entanglement given by the negativity drops off to zero. And it was also found in 09 by data that the quantum discord, on the other hand, asymptotes to a finite value, a very much finite value. And that was kind of interesting and exciting, because it means that actually, like, there are quantum correlations in this limit that can be used for quantum computation. And so that was quite a different result from the original one with entanglement. And so my question was, what happens to the geometric discord? We have these multiple definitions of generalized quantum correlations, and it's important to understand the difference between them. And again, the geometric discord is given by this form here. And the answer, when you compute it, is given by this. Don't worry too much about the form. I should also note that this was for a measurement over Alice's system, because that's the only system that we can do the optimization over. We can't do it over Rob's system, because his Hilbert space is infinite dimensional, of course. However, the important point is that as A goes to infinity, this geometric discord drops down to zero. And in fact, you don't even need to do the optimization. If you just pick a random PVM, for example, the Fock basis, then the post-measured state is the diagonal part of rho, of course. And you can use this to get an upper bound on the geometric discord, which also goes to zero as A goes to infinity. And that's for both measurements over Alice and Rob. So this result is quite general in that sense. And it's kind of strange, because we know that the quantum discord asymptotes to a finite value, not zero. But we also seem to be saying that it's approaching a state which is infinitesimally close to a state of zero discord. So as you might guess, the answer comes from the fact that we are dealing with an infinite dimensional Hilbert space, in particular one that, as A goes to infinity, has unbounded mean energy. And of course, when you have unbounded mean energy, when you have large energies, that tends to make the problems of infinite dimensions more pronounced, because your state tends to sample more of the infinite dimensions. And in fact, this kind of a result has already been seen in the Gaussian version of geometric discord, and also, in fact, for geometric measures of entanglement. You find pretty consistently that when you have continuous variable states with large energies, you get this discrepancy between entropic and geometric measures of correlation. So actually, our result is not all that surprising. It should have been expected after we realized. And our result has two implications. Number one is that the geometric discord is perhaps not a faithful measure of quantum correlation in continuous variable systems. At first, we thought, well, this maybe implies that there are no correlations in the large acceleration limit. But that's not quite true. And the fact that we have that the geometric discord is not faithful, the Alice-Robb system that we're looking at seems to serve as a good example of this. And the way you can see this is, number one, if you compute instead the trace, i.e. one norm distance, this does not vanish, unlike the two and higher norm. And secondly, if you wanted to actually ask, like, can we measure a difference between these two seemingly infinitesimally close states, the answer is yes, you definitely can. You just have to look at the cross correlators, the XA and XR position operators for the post-measured state is always zero, whereas for the pre-measured state, it actually diverges as A goes to infinity. So these definitely are not the same state. The fact that they have zero distance in the Hilbert-Schmidt norm is just an artifact of being in infinite dimensions. And I should also point out that very recently, Piani has pointed out some reasons why the geometric discord is problematic even in finite dimensions. So there seems to be this notion now that geometric discord is perhaps not the best measure to be using for quantum correlations. However, our second implication is that despite this fact, there have been lots of publications the past few months talking about the operational significance of geometric discord. In particular, those are related to quantum communication. And so we have a second implication, which says that in our Alice-Robb scenario, as A becomes very large, it seems to be that quantum communication and possibly other procedures nevertheless do become limited, which you might not have expected from the result of non-vanishing quantum discord. And so in addition to other operational significance, one just posted last week, which I won't talk about, the geometric discord is known to be a figure of merit for remote state preparation, which is a variant of the teleportation protocol. And in fact, this is true also for two by infinite dimensional systems, which is exactly what we have. So it seems from the fact that we have no entanglement and therefore no teleportation, despite what we just heard, but in my scenario, we have no teleportation because of the lack of entanglement. And we also have no remote state preparation due to the lack of geometric discord. And so I find it quite interesting that the message we're getting is that it is the quantum communication set procedures which is appearing to be chopped off as we go to large A, but not necessarily other quantum protocols. So perhaps this has some deeper reason to it. Who knows? To conclude, I've stated that the geometric discord vanishes as A goes to infinity, unlike the entropic definition of discord. This has two implications, number one being that the geometric discord is not a faithful quantifier of quantum correlations in infinite dimensional systems, especially for large energies. The second one is that the quantum communication for large accelerations seems to be severely limited, beyond just what we already knew about teleportation, despite the presence of there being quantum correlations that we can otherwise use. And just to give an idea of some future projects that I have been and or will be working on, in the past little while, I've been looking at the scaling of discord in thermal bosonic fields, working with Robert Mann for that. And we haven't started this yet, but I'm going to be working with Akeem Kempf, as well as one of his students, Eric Webster, as well as Eduardo Martin Martinez, to try to understand the discord in terms of entanglement on a dilated Hilbert space. And lastly, also going to be working with Akeem and one of his students, Aiden, and Eduardo and Rob, on trying to understand the Unruh effect as viewed from the Alice perspective, watching what Rob's doing. So I want to thank you for listening, and let's go have lunch.